time now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 400,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. Find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Greetings, everyone. Hope you're doing well. If this is your first time listening, thank you. I hope you enjoy, just not only enjoy, but I hope you get some benefits out of the podcast. It's my intention is just not to entertain, but create some powerful contemplation on your part. Create some massive action on your part so that you can reach your full potential, that you can live into your higher self and achieve the life that you want. If this is your repeat visiting, I appreciate you coming back again, and I trust that you are deriving some benefits from the podcast. Well, last week, I started talking about, there's a lot of ways, but I'm going to go over 15 ways in which you basically screw up your thinking. And I covered the first 5 in last week's podcast and got some great feedback on it, and actually some comments that you can't wait to hear about the next ones. And so as I go through these, though, remember that these are going to show up in different areas of your life. And being aware, the first key to developing mental strength is being aware of where you screw up your life, where you screw up your thinking, and then you can go ahead and start to take action. But if you justify or if you rationalize the ways you screw up your thinking's not going to change, and you're going to continue to get the same results, get the same feelings, get the same emotions. So the point in this couple of this podcast and the next one is going to give you these 15 points to contemplate and look at in your life. So let's just get right into it. So the first one, or the next one, is, you know, in addition to the ones I talked about last week, is personalization. And that's thinking that everything people do or say is a reaction of you. You compare yourself to others, you try to determine who's smarter, who's better looking, etc. So there's this big comparison, and you think that you're affecting people, people are affecting you, and you're responsible, and they're responsible. And we get to this personalization part where we just get caught up in comparison. And we're comparing ourselves or personally to other people. And I'm not good enough here, I'm not smart enough here, and we don't realize on how we are unique. And we have our own unique gifts to bring. We can't compare ourselves to others, just as we can't allow others to compare themselves to us. I mean, they can compare ourselves to us, but we can't take that personally, because we are all unique. We all have our special blend of qualities. We all have our strengths and our, I'll call them weaknesses, but it really isn't a weakness because it makes you up, right? It's like a flower. They may have some weaknesses, but it's all part of the beauty. It's all, you know, the trees may have some funky looking branches, but it's all part of their beauty. And you may say, well, that's a weakness. Well, it's part of the beauty, and part of your beauty is all of that. And when you can stop personalizing and thinking that everything people do or say is some kind of reaction to you, you know, you're taking it personal. It's many people's reaction to what you say or do is about themselves. They don't know how to express it. They don't know how the self-awareness. They haven't been listening to my podcasts. So if you get some people that are having some reactions, don't take it personally. Just say, hey, tune into this podcast. It'll help you. So that's what we have to be aware of, is that when people have a reaction to us, it's not about us. the majority of the time. There sometimes could be, but this is where we really screw up our thinking, is that it's about us, and it really isn't. The next thing is this control fallacy, or this control paranoia, if you will. And we feel externally controlled. We feel that the environment is controlling us. We see it's learned helplessness. It's learned victimism. And we learn this by continually putting our control external to us. And we say that the person is this, the place is it. I'll be happy if I get a new house. I'll be happy when my partner does this. I'll be happy when. And we put all of our happiness, our joy, and our performance and our potential external to us. We blame the government. We blame the weather. We blame our boss. We blame the company that we work for. We blame the unemployment. We blame everything. And we see ourselves as helpless. And this is one of the key things in mental sensitivity. I'll call it mental weakness, but it's that victim versus the warrior. The victim puts all of their power external. Now, you may not think you do it, but pay attention to the words that you are using. And again, I did a podcast on the words you use don't describe, they create. So as you describe why you are not achieving more in life, you're actually, and I would ask you to ask the question, why aren't you achieving more in life? What is holding you back? And if you start saying, well, it's because my boss, it's because this, I'm not in the right job, I'm not in that, that's all external focused. But if you say, what's holding me back is myself, it's my fear, it's my mental sensitivity. When you start looking at yourself, then that's a different story. But I would venture to say that most people, when asked what's holding you back in life or career or any of those things, they will point to an external environment. And this is not the case. When you develop the mental strength, you understand that you have a sense of that you are in control of your life, that you are in control. You know what you can control and you know what you can't control, but you know you can always control how you respond to any external event. And this is part of developing mental strength. The next way you screw up your thinking is this myth of fairness. You feel resentful because you think you know what's fair, but other people won't agree with you. So you have this expectation of people, of events. You never let them know what it is. And when they don't live up to that, you don't think it's fair. You don't think it's fair because it's your rules. Now let's look at this. Your rules were created with limited thinking. Your rules created an environment that supports the external environment is affecting me. So as you project your rules, your expectations out on other people, and they don't live up to it, you feel that it's not fair because they don't agree with you, that you think everybody should agree with you, that you are the center of their universe. Now, I will say that you are the center of your universe. And you do control your environment, you do control how things appear in it, but you are not the center of somebody else's universe. And you need to understand that and develop the mental strength to go to understand how that works. And when you start to feel resentful because people don't agree with you or because they don't understand what you're saying, then that's that mental sensitivity showing up again. And you have to start to learn how to have that confidence in yourself, that you can express yourself and be okay if somebody doesn't agree with it. But if you crumble when somebody, doesn't agree with you or challenges you and you think it's not fair, then that's time to start to look at developing your mental strength. And this fairness is all subjective. There's no objective way to define fairness. What is fair? And when you start using that's not fair. You know, how many times have you heard a little kid say that's not fair? Well, look at the language of a little kid and look at the language of yourself. If you start using that's not fair, maybe that's that inner child in you that's coming up that hasn't been able to adjust to what life is. Life is not fair, but it is in proportion to your your control of yourself, how you see challenges, how committed you are to your goals, and how confident you are in yourself. So the next way you screw up your thinking is blaming. And I've gone through this many, many times, right? This is the victim stuff. Complain, blame, or justify. That's the victim mentality. And this is where you hold other people responsible for your pain, for your pleasure, and for your problems, and they are responsible for making you happy. I mean, it's the big, big phrases that you make me feel like dot, dot, dot. Nobody can make you feel like anything. That's blaming the other person, but it's your choice to feel how you want. And how many times have you said, you make me feel this way, you make me feel that way? That is putting it externally. That's blaming somebody else for your happiness. You're giving away your power to be happy, to be satisfied, to be confident in someone else when you start blaming. So stop the blaming, develop that mental strength, and understand that you have the confidence, that you have the confidence and the control over yourself. And then this last one for this podcast is the shoulds. Oh my gosh, how many times have we all should on ourselves? I should have done this. I should have done that. And there's these ironclad rules about other people. They should have done this. They shouldn't have done that. And that's more important is when we start projecting on what other people should and shouldn't have, then we get ourselves all in a huff, and we think, again, these are our expectations and our rules, and we don't express them to people, or we aren't allowing people to live their own life. They shouldn't have done that. Who says? And when you start thinking, where did you get those shoulds? It is probably somebody else's values that you have taken on without examining. It's a really good indication when you talk about they should have done this or I should have done that. It is look at deep down. What is the voice? Who is the voice in your head that's saying they shouldn't have done that? Is it your mom? Is it your dad? Is it your clergy? Is it your religious leader? Is it a teacher? Most likely, if you took the time to listen to that voice that's saying they shouldn't have done that or they should have done that, it's not yours. It's somebody else's. And you've just adopted this belief, this value system, and it's not yours. So when you start finding yourself talking about how people should or shouldn't do something, look at it and see if it's your own. I mean, the media is ripe with ways on telling us how to think, whether it's the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the religious leaders, all these people out there are telling us how we should or shouldn't think. And if we become lemmings and just adopt it and without thinking for ourselves, we have no control over our thinking. We don't have that mental strength. So when you start finding yourself talking about should, they should, or I should, or they shouldn't have, analyze where that's coming from. And that may take some time. And that's where coaching comes in very handy. The coach can ask you these questions and give you the silence to find out whose voice really that is. Are these rules your rules or somebody else's rules? So there we have it. Those are the next five ways in which you screw up your thinking. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope it got you angry that you identified with some of these. I hope it got you annoyed enough that you say enough is enough and that you're going to take back control of your life and you're going to start to develop that mental strength. A perfect place to start to develop that mental strength is an assessment. There's a mental strength assessment that you can take to see how you score in control, in challenge, in commitment, and confidence. And with that, you get a workbook and a toolbook that you can do stuff without a coach. If you didn't want to use me or a coach, there's enough information that you're going to get with this assessment that you can, if you follow it, and if you don't get these thinking that's going to hold you back, you will be able to develop that mental strength. How you get the assessment is go to www.mentalstrengthmastery.com and scroll halfway down the page. You'll see the buy now button and go ahead and take that and then reflect on it and work on it. If you want to bypass that and just start to go ahead and develop your mental strength without knowing where you are. But here's the thing. If you don't know where you are, how do you know you're improving? And that's like with weights, with fitness, with anything. We have to know where we are. We have to have a baseline. That's why I'm so adamant about this assessment. But if you want to bypass that and just dive into working on your mental strength, you can also go to my online program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, and you can find that at warriormindtraining.com. Well, that's it for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. I'd love to hear some feedback on it. You can go, if you want to read what these next five ones are, just go to the blog and they'll be listed there where this podcast is also hosted. If you'd like to provide some feedback, I would love to hear that. You can go to warriormindcoach.com/blog and you can look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.